We can't thank you all enough for your hospitality this week, especially our surrogate parents sitting up here at the front. All the good conversations we've had and all the good meals that we've been fed. And most importantly, the spiritual fellowship that we have with one another through Jesus Christ. I hope the church here will continue in peace and love, harmony, unity, growth, working together, encouraging one another, helping one another through hard times, as we will all have in this life. And we will continue to pray for you and the congregation here and the elders and Brother Lewis in his work. So thank you again. I have a lesson planned for tonight on balance in doctrine and godly living. Really what that boils down to is knowledge and how we put that knowledge into action. But there are a few things I wanted to say first. And last night we spoke about young people, but we spoke primarily to the parents. So I just wanted to speak to the young people for a couple of minutes and let you know that life isn't always easy. There will be things that are difficult, maybe in your family, maybe amongst friends, temptations, things that will try your faith and test your faith. But know that there is a God. Never doubt that our God sent his Son, Jesus, to this earth to live for us and to die for us. Make that the most important thing in your life. Time goes by so quickly. I was telling Lewis we were looking at some children playing, and it just seems like yesterday that I was these children's age up front here. Just seems like yesterday I was starting high school. Just yesterday I was starting college. Just yesterday I was getting married 19 years ago. Just seems like yesterday we moved to Pennsylvania 10 years ago. And it just seems like yesterday we started this meeting. And Satan will do something to you if you're not careful. It's the deception of the perception of eternality in this life. That is, we think we've got more time. We always have more time. Don't worry, we can change tomorrow. No, we need to change today. If you have anything in your life, and I'm probably speaking to someone out there that's struggling with something that's in between you and God, don't put it off and don't wait. Yes, you can take care of it tomorrow. You can take care of it next week. I was talking to Brother Gates, who told me he's 90. You can wait until you're 90, and God will still forgive you. But there's something else, and there's a factor you need to consider. That is the hardening of the heart and the blinding of the mind because of sin. And when we put spiritual things off too long, oftentimes our hearts become hardened to the truth. And our minds and our eyes become blinded to the truth. And before we know it, we'll be standing before the judgment seat of God, giving an account for our deeds in this life. Every one of us. And you won't have your parents there to vouch for you. You won't have your friends. You won't have your preacher or the elders. It'll be you and the Lord, and the question will be, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, in verse 13, there we read, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. So here's the sum total of everything Solomon took away from his life. The wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, what did you learn? Here's the conclusion of everything. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, your version might say. In the original duty, the word duty is not in there. It should be, this is the whole of man. This is everything. This is all that really matters in this life, is fearing God and keeping His commandments. For God will bring every act into judgment. And notice what he says next, with every secret thing. We may think we can hide some things in this life. And we can. And you can hide it from your parents and from other members of the church. You may be even able to hide it from your spouse, but you're not going to be able to hide it from God. He'll bring into judgment every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. And what a short time we have in this life. Let's take advantage of the opportunities that we have now. Look out for things that you can do to make yourself available to others. What did Jesus come to this earth for? Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And if we are truly Christians and truly walking in His footsteps, then we will be servants. We'll be looking for opportunities to serve others in whatever capacity we have.